The reason President Thomas Jefferson owned a copy of the Quran, a 232-year history of our fight against Islam, and why it is no longer taught in our public schools. When Thomas Jefferson saw there was no negotiating with Muslims, he formed what is now the Marines, seagoing soldiers. When the Muslims attacked the U.S. merchant vessels, they were repulsed by armed soldiers, but there is more. The Marines followed the Muslims back to their villages and killed every man, woman, and child in the village. It didn't take long for the Muslims to leave U.S. merchant vessels alone. English and French merchant vessels started running up our flag when entering the Mediterranean to secure safe travel. Why the Marine hymn contains the verse, "The shores of Tripoli," this is very interesting and a must-know piece of our history. It points out where we may be heading. Most Americans are unaware of the fact that over 200 years ago, the United States had declared war on Islam and President Thomas Jefferson had led the charge. At the height of the 18th century, Muslim pirates, the Barbary Pirates, were the terror of the Mediterranean and a large area of the North Atlantic. They attacked every ship in sight and held the crews for exorbitant ransoms. Those taken hostage were subjected to barbaric treatment and wrote heartbreaking letters home, begging their governments and family to pay whatever the Mohammedan captors demanded. These extortionists of the high seas represented the North African Islamic nations of Tripoli, Tunis, Algiers, and Morocco, collectively referred to as the Barbary Coast, and presented a dangerous and unprovoked threat to the new American Republic. Before the Revolutionary War, U.S. merchant ships had been under the protection of Great Britain, but when the U.S. declared its independence and entered into war, the ships of the United States were protected by France. However, once the war was won, America had to protect its own fleets, thus the birth of the U.S. Navy. Beginning in 1784, 17 years before he would become president, Thomas Jefferson became America's minister to France. And that same year, the U.S. Congress sought to appease its Muslim adversaries by following in the footsteps of European nations who paid bribes to the Barbary states rather than engaging them in war. In July of 1785, Algerian pirates captured American ships, and the Dey of the Algiers demanded an unheard-of ransom of $60,000. It was a plain and simple case of extortion, and Thomas Jefferson was vehemently opposed to any further payments. Instead, he proposed to Congress the formation of a coalition of allied nations who together could force the Islamic states into peace. A disinterested Congress decided to pay the ransom. In 1786, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams met with Tripoli's ambassador to Great Britain to ask by what right his nation attacked American ships and enslaved American citizens, and why it was that Muslims held so much hostility towards America, a nation with which they had no previous contacts. The two future presidents reported that the ambassador had answered that Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet and that it was written in their Quran that all nations who would not acknowledge their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them whenever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. Despite his stunning admission of premeditated violence on non-Muslim nations, as well as the objections of many notable American leaders, including George Washington, who warned that caving in was both wrong and would only further embolden the enemy. For the following 15 years, the American government paid the Muslims millions of dollars for their safe passage of American ships or the return of American hostages. The payments and ransom tribute amounted to over 20% of the United States government annual revenues in 1800. Jefferson was disgusted. Shortly after being sworn in as the third president of the United States of America in 1801, the Pasha of Tripoli sent him a note demanding the immediate payment of $225,000 plus $25,000 a year for every year forthcoming. Well, that changed everything. Jefferson let Pasha know, in no uncertain terms, what he could do with his demand. The Pasha responded by cutting down the flagpole at the American consulate and declared war on the United States. Tunis, Morocco, and Algiers immediately followed suit. Jefferson, until now, had been against America raising a naval force for anything beyond coastal.
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why you should be
hanged." The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "You shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And all of you that are entertaining yourselves out of the obvious that you are under attack. Your enemy is within, not without. Not a joke. We all know what's going on here in the state of Minnesota concerning this massive fraud that's taking place. And now it's interesting, folks. I think if we come about to the conclusion that the same people that put the useful idiots into place when they're protecting those that are committing treason against we the people, namely a foreign people that mean to conquer us, and again, they're defending the criminals and their treasonous crimes, I think it's fair to say, friends, that it's all controlled. The whole narrative's controlled. The very people that put the CIA useful idiots into place are the same ones that are installing these individuals to upend who we are as a people. It does not get any more plainer than that. And if people want to continuously keep their heads in the sand, well, again, they're doing it to their own demise. Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. I want to show you how this is being spun right now, because we have the mainstream media, if they're reporting on this topic at all, concerning this massive fraud that's taking place, not just in Minnesota, but across the country. It's very telling, friends, to see these people sit there and to protect them as accomplices to the crimes that are being committed. Again, only shows you, friends, all the more that they're on the same team. I want to show you as to what it's now becoming, friends, because now they're putting the microphone up to these individuals that mean to conquer America and those that are a part and responsible for this fraud that's taking place in Minnesota. But again, don't forget, friends, it's not happening just here. It's happening across the boards. But now it's being played out where they have a say-so in what's going on here. And some will say, well, what are you talking about right now? Well, as usual, friends, they're playing the victims in spite of the seven. Well, we know that there's now 80-some, I believe there's 88 that have been prosecuted for the crimes of fraud, and every single one of them but one has been Somalia. Okay, and what we're seeing is they're playing the victim. Just like I told you, they smack your face, they attack, they perpetuate the crime, and then when the cameras are there, they play the victim. And why on God's green earth would anybody in this country sit there and defend those that are committing the act of treason against we the people in this country? I mean, you can't make it up, folks. You really cannot make it up.
Here we have Minnesota Senate Muhammad. Isn't this crazy, friends? I mean, as if to suggest the people in the state of Minnesota voted these people in to be attacked. Just not happening again. We just had Dr. Douglas Patrick, I believe his name was, on the show the other day exposing the massive fraud that's going on in the United States of America. People are not voting these people in, friends. They don't have the numbers to be voted in, and yet there's the mainstream media that they don't believe telling them that you are the ones that voted them in, or they want you to get mad at some straw man as if to suggest they actually voted them into power. No, they did not. They're being installed to destabilize, to attack. This is a UN agenda, friends. Here we have the state senator, Muhammad. She said, listen, America, listen carefully. An attack on Congresswoman Omar is an attack on every single immigrant across the nation. Isn't that crazy? I mean, if they're not telling you that, friends, then what they're telling you is they're trying to rewrite your history. Listen to this little treasonous devil, Ilhan Omar, and listen carefully as to what she says, friends. She wants to tell you that this isn't the America the founders envisioned. I mean, if she can do it without a teleprompter, folks, I think we'll all be surprised.
Certainly not what the founding fathers of the American dream were thinking about when they said, you know, that
she has no idea what it says.
The Constitution.
Yeah. Folks, also keep in mind, she doesn't have anything to read there. And what she does is she resorts back to because she's a little useful idiot as well. She's also the one that declares the Somalian president to be her president. And Americans should ask the question, again, where are the alpha organizations to prosecute these individuals that have defrauded the people of the state of Minnesota for billions of dollars? Where are they at? I mean, again, as I said yesterday, they're statistically giving you all the crimes that they're guilty of committing, but nobody's been prosecuted for the crime. Doesn't that maybe, I don't know, let's pretend or maybe not pretend that, folks, they're in on it? I would say so, friends. Look what's going on here. This is crazy. Listen again carefully to Ilhan. My answer to Somalia's was that the U.S. government will not only do what the Somalians in the United States tell them to do. Yeah, this is Ilhan in America talking to her constituents, trying to incite them against the American people continuously. She said, they will do what we want, Americans will, and nothing else. They must follow our orders, and that is how we will safeguard the interests of Somalia. Wow, that's crazy. We have Somalians, and we Somalians must have the confidence in ourselves that we call for the shots in the United States, said Ilhan Omar. You want to tell me why the mainstream media keeps promoting her, friends, and defending her? It's all a part of the plan of destruction. And again, friends, it goes back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. In great specificity, along with 51, 52, 63, and 68 of Deuteronomy 28. It's a part of the curses. We live in the U.S., pay taxes. Well, she defrauds the taxpayers of their dollars and the U.S. and have a real voice. The U.S. is a country where your daughters, myself, is in Congress to represent your interest. Why is the media putting a microphone up to her mouth to respond to what's going on here? She's already implicated herself. For as long as I'm in the U.S. Congress, Somalia will never be in danger. Its waters, Indian Ocean, will not be stolen by Ethiopia or any others. She's not here, friends, by chance. She's not here because the people voted her in. I also want you to catch this. This is the U.S. Secretary Bessent. Pay attention to Face the Nation, the useful idiots in the mainstream media that are trying to defend her. Listen to this.
Minnesota and the state welfare program has been under federal investigation since all the way back in 2022. The president told you, though, this week to look into Somalis who, quote, ripped off that state for billions of dollars. He said they contribute nothing. What exactly are you investigating?
Well, Margaret, to be clear, the initial fraud it was discovered by the IRS, for which I'm the acting commissioner. It was discovered by IRS Criminal Investigations Unit. This was not an endogenous thing that the state of Minnesota decided.
In other words, you're not going to play the race card.
Clean up the mess for them, and this is part of the continued cleanup. A lot of money has been transferred from the individuals who committed this fraud, including those who donated to the government, governor, donated to Representative Omar, and donated to A.G. Ellison. But they've been transferred to something called MBSs.
Yeah, she's talking about how the money's been transferred over to Somalia. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hang on, Ron.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us.
BBSradio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point. With truth they can't deny, but warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
How do you turn it on?
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Screen that you're looking at them on the bottom left. There's microphone and video.
Okay, there's a microphone.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that interference, friends. We're trying to get Ron Branstner up right now, and we're waiting to get his visual up. Everything seems to be working but that. What I want to do is I want to come back, and I want to play this for you so you can see it for yourself, and I want you to hear the whole of it, okay? Again, friends, because people don't realize that this is a United Nations agenda. This is a bunch of individuals, namely Muslims, that are being allured into America. They're being installed to positions to destabilize the country, to attack the system. And this is, by the way, the history of who these people are. And I don't know that people don't understand that. And why it is they don't understand that, that's what I seriously don't understand. I do want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as well as, hang on, guys. I just, this is just crazy.
I can hear him talking.
Okay, guys. I need you guys to mute down there. Okay, guys. I'm just going to shut down here. I can't have you talking in the background there, guys. Okay, there we go. Ron, you guys are making a whole bunch of racket on the back end of radio, so just please hold up a second. I see you now. We're good to go. I want to play this video for you really quick, friends, so you can see what's going on. And this will kind of set up our friend Ron real quick. And I want you to see it again in its full fullest capacity on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And I want to play another piece here for you so, again, you can hear it clearly as to how the media is now putting the microphones not up, only up to their mouth, and the cameras up to their face to try to defend their crimes against us. But now here we have the head of the IRS, and I'm not trying to legitimize him neither, but do pay attention to the fact that they're defending these people, friends. Defending these people against the people that they have attacked. And that's why they're playing the victim. And they're given all the money and resources and power to do just that. Friends, you got to wake up to what's going on in your country. This is not happening by chance. Folks, where's the prosecution? Where's the judgment? That should tell you what's going on here. Listen to this.
The welfare program has been under federal investigation since all the way back in 2022. The president told you, though, this week to look into Somalis who, quote, ripped off that state for billions of dollars. He said they contribute nothing. What exactly are you investigating?
Well, Margaret, to be clear, the initial fraud that was discovered by the IRS, for which I'm the acting commissioner, is discovered by IRS Criminal Investigations Unit. This was not an endogenous thing.
Yeah, in other words, the they're not playing the race card.
We had to go in and clean up the mess for them, and this is part of the continued cleanup. A lot of money has been transferred from the individuals who committed this fraud, including those who donated to the government, governor donated to Representative Omar donated to A.G. Ellison, but they've been transferred to something called MBSs. And those are...
Mortgage-backed security? What do you mean?
Sorry?
Transferred to what?
These are money, Bureau Services, and they are wire transfer organizations that are outside the regulated banking system, and that money has gone overseas.
Okay, so they're being busted for taking defrauding the people in Minnesota of their money and then basically wiring money over into Somalia and Al-Shabaab. Okay, hang on.
We are tracking that both to the Middle East and to Somalia to see what the uses of that have been.
Okay, but you have no evidence.
And you know what? But here's the point, and I want people to pay attention. It doesn't, outside of the fact, that's second to the fact that they've defrauded the people of their money. This is nothing but a dog and pony show, friends. This is smoke and mirrors. That's secondary to the fact that they stole the money. And they need to be held accountable for their crimes.
That money being used to fuel terrorism is what some conservative writers are alleging.
See how the media is trying to defend these people and their crimes?
It's an investigation. We started it last week. We'll see where it goes. But I can tell you that, you know, it's terrible. You know, Representative Omar tried to downplay it, said, it was very tough to know how this money should be used. Yeah. You know, she was gaslighting the American people.
Well, we'll talk to her.
Yeah. But yeah, when you
see, she said, so we'll talk to her. You already did. She said it on your show. Do you see where this is going, friends? It's going nowhere. And people need to wake up again, as I said earlier. Folks, we're going to pull our friend up, Ron Bransner. If there's one individual, the go-to guy, should I say, he's right here in the state of Minnesota. I would declare Ron to be the expert in the matter of what's going on, not just in Minnesota, but across the country. So without further ado, hey, Ron, if we didn't have those issues, we'd be out of the will of God. So when that kind of stuff happens, it's only a confirmation we're doing the right thing. So we're all good to go. And you hear what I'm talking about right now with Ilhan Omar. You're in Minnesota.
We did a documentary together, as a matter of fact, me, you, and several others, about 4 years ago. Matter of fact, it was in 2021. It was 4 years ago, highlighting exactly what we were trying to pre-warn or forewarn the American people of, namely the people in the state of Minnesota. And now here we are, massive fraud being exposed all across the boards. It's not happening just in Minnesota. But again, you foreseen this, I foreseen this, but you seem to have more of the details, the branches on the tree concerning the issue, and we need to know what's really going on behind the players that are being used to perpetuate the fraud that they're attempting to get away with right now.
Well, thank you, Bradley, for being on the show. Let me be on the show. There's a lot of different moving parts here. Yes, we're talking about $250 million. We're nearing close to $1 billion. They're even talking up to $8 billion in Minnesota. We also have the state of Maine, who has now got Medicare fraud through the Somalians. So this is happening throughout the whole country. When we look at, you know, Medicare fraud, Medicare fraud, autism fraud, there's just, you know, when they come from a country of 68% IQ, you know, you wonder how they could actually generate this kind of knowledge, because most people don't understand how 501c3s work, how the government works, but they seem to come in here and know all of our network, which looks like it's all been pre-planned. If you look at the people that are behind all this, Waltz, Omar Ellison, the mayor of Minneapolis, all of these people, I want this to make this very clear that all of these people have been drop-shipped into Minnesota.
That's right.
None of them. They're devout communists. They're devout communists dropped into Minnesota, and they set up this network because Minnesota is just a land of milk and honey. We have the highest welfare recipients in the country, at $47,000 per family. So that's almost twice the national average. But if you look at where this money is going to, when we say to Somalia, well, that's 40% of Somalia's GDP. The people in Somalia are dependent on the money that comes from Minnesota. Think about that. 40% of the people in Somalia, and most of the people are from Minnesota. So Minnesota is single-handedly supporting a terrorist country. And how do we know that? Well, we know, according to the Islamic law of Somalia, 2.75 of all money that is given to or made has to, and it's obligatory, that all that money has to go to the jihad or the war against the infidel. It says it right in the Sharia laws. So we know that aspect of it. Now we look at another dynamic. The United States just discovered one of the largest oil reserves in the world off the coast of Somaliland, which is the northern part of Somalia. Turkey's in there now. They just made a deal with Turkey, so there's a lot of money that's being funneled in there. They have to stabilize the economy. How do they stabilize the economy? Bring money in. And that's where it's coming from, the United States. Large amounts of remittances going there. Federal money is going there. They have to try to stabilize that country. So we have there's a lot of dynamics that are moving back and forth. But in the end, we're talking massive amounts of fraud in Minnesota. And you wonder why your taxes on your homes are going up so high. The reason is that because most of this money, all this money that is being spent overseas in fraud, that's supposed to be stayed here with your roads, being spent for your roads, your highways, your police departments, your schools. Instead of these people putting it back into the economy, it's going out overseas into another economy that actually hates us. So Minnesota is single-handedly supporting the al-Shabaab of Somalia through the remittance program and through the federal funding, and also with the oil reserves that many investors wanted to get their hands on over there. So there's a lot of moving parts that are going on, but when it comes right down to it, the very people that are propping up all this fraud is Walls, Omar, Ellison, and again, drop shipped into Minnesota, and
committing the crimes that
they're fighting this issue for years, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah, we're going to take a hard break here, folks. We're talking to our friend Ron Branstner. He, as I introduced him, is the guy that we would say, well, he's the to-go-to guy concerning what's going on with this on a nationwide basis. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Raised from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to hear this really quick, friends. A brand new video came out this morning. And it's on Tim Walz. We're covering right now their friend Ron Branstner, who's nobody's out there that's more qualified than he is. That's a fact. But I want you to listen to this, and I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's just a picture with audio on it, okay, affiliates? Sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com. And again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Listen carefully.
Democrat Governor Walz's campaign received $1.5 million from three Somali businessmen to change the Minnesota state flag to one that resembles the Somali national flag.
Did you guys all hear that? What defines
You know, I want to ask Ron here. What defines Ron? Let's just go down to the bare bones of this, where common sense comes into play. What defines treason? I mean, it defines what we're seeing in the state of Minnesota on so many different fronts. And we continuously see this cycle, especially with Walz. Did you know, Ron, that Tim Walz, the said governor, installed Tim Walz from Nebraska? Did you know that he is, in fact, in over 60 investigations right now on top of what's going on? Ellison's caught on a hot mic. Ilhan Omar should be held accountable for treason. I mean, all three of them should be. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution for the crimes committed against the people of the state and the United States at large, because we're seeing this overall beginning to spread. We see it in New York with Zohran Mamdani. We see it, as you just brought up, in Maine. We're seeing it in Ohio right now. We're seeing it in Texas right now. We're seeing it in California. People are just literally standing back and just acting like, Ron, to be quite truthful, like we're talking about something that's going on in a third world country. And this is the kind of stuff that happens in a third world country, but they don't realize the people that are bringing what we're seeing into America are from a third world country. So they're bringing their culture in with them. And we're seeing this played out just like it would happen in a third world country. And to me, it bewilders me to no end that people are not up in arms demanding these individuals to be impeached and prosecuted for their acts of treason. And it's not, like I said, one, it's 60 investigations just for Walz himself. But again, I don't mean to get off track here, but it does apply. What I want to do, friends, is I want to get back over to Ron. And Ron, just kind of give your download concerning what it is that you're seeing. And I wanted to ask you one thing before I let you loose again, my friend, is, Ron, how much money are you getting paid to do this?
I don't get any money.
Thank you. That's my point. And why is it that you took the initiative to actually get educated concerning this topic?
Well, I actually started on the immigration when I went down to the California-Mexico U.S. border. So I got really into immigration. When I came up to Minnesota, I was realizing that in the city of St. Cloud, which is a population of 69,000, it was being invaded by Somalians and the refugee program, along with Wilmer. Which is really interesting, because if you look at the population of Arizona, we were receiving more refugees in a town of 69,000 than the town of 4 million, which was Phoenix, Arizona. So why were we getting so many? It was because they were seeding. It's what they call seeding of America. Obama talked about that. If you look at areas of the United States, well, let's say Twin Falls, Idaho. Let's take Dearborn, Michigan, Hamtramck, Wilmer, many different places all throughout the country, where they are being infiltrated by different sects of Islam. One may be Al-Shabaab, one may be Boko Haram, one might be Hamas, but each one of them are separate, and they're nation building throughout the United States. Now, it appears that they're all separate from each other, but they all follow the same book.
Yep.
So it's what they call nation building. In the beginning, they will work off the same platform. But in the end, they'll fight against each other, because
that's
what they do outside of the United States. So, yeah, that's how I got into this, when I went to St. Cloud and realized that the city council and the county commissioners were very complicit to the takeover of St. Cloud. I mean, you look at their health and human services, where all the fraud's at. It's skyrocketed with interpreter costs, with Medicaid. A lot of it was federal, but a lot of it wasn't. And then we look at the cultural differences in a town of 69,000. We're seeing drastic changes in how we do business on American policies and on assimilation.
Let me ask you this, Ron. Yesterday we were talking about the Jacob Frey, who is obviously a part of the problem. And I had shared with you on our phone conversation before we decided to do the show today. I said, what I'm seeing here is Walz, Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Jacob Frey, and others. I'm seeing whether they're, you know, actually installed to do the things that they're doing against the people. And I said, even with Jacob Frey, it's interesting how he gives his victory speech, you know, trying to sell to the people of Minneapolis and Minnesota that somehow or another he's speaking for them when he's speaking in Arabic concerning his victory speech in front of a group of Muslims that mean to conquer the United States of America. As a matter of fact, they're making claim right now that they're past stage one, and now they're going to take it the next stage, and that's going to begin to start. That's where they begin to start to demand a response concerning their, you know, their wants, so on and so forth, which is the transition of Sharia into who we are, which it runs antithetical. But when we were having that conversation, you said that he had a tribal name. Could you explain that? And then also, Ron, you'd also brought up the fact that this is a United Nations initiative that's taken place in the United States, namely in Minnesota and across the boards. Can you explain that to us as well? Because I don't want people thinking that this is just happening by chance. It's happening because it was pre-planned to happen in such a fashion that it is today.
Let's take one of those because there were several questions in there. Let's just take Mayor Frey, for example, who was drop-shipped into Minnesota. Now, we're not just talking the big boys like governors, mayors. We're talking school board members, school board superintendents of schools. They're all being drop-shipped in there. I could show you where they're at. When we look at Jacob Frey, though, he was running for the election in Minnesota, and he was being promoted by a Hawali tribe, which is one of the 10 tribes in Somalia. He was given the name, a tribal name of that Hawali tribe, and the tribe is called Jabil. That's what the tribe means. And the guy he was running against was a Muslim. Now, you would think the Muslim would actually win the election, but he didn't identify as a tribe, and so that's one of the reasons why so many Somalians went to Mayor Frey, because he says, I will do your work for you if you give me a tribal name, which they did. And that alone is very suspicious, where he was dancing with them, learned. He didn't speak the Arabic language. He spoke the Somali language when he was addressing Somalia, and they gave him a tribal name. There are 10 tribes in Somalia. That was the second largest tribe that they gave his identity to. When it comes to the United Nations, Minnesota is pushing heavily with the United Nations Agenda 21 or the sustainability movement here. And that movement, when you look on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, number 10 and 11 is what we want to focus on, and number 17, the 17th goal, that is what they call, in Islam we call it the Hijj, where you relocate from one area to another. And that's what they're doing. They're relocating many Muslims from their Arabic countries or African countries to Minnesota because of its welfare and to set up shop here. That is what they call goal number 11, the resettlement goal out of the United Nations. And then when we get into the remittance program and all that, which I already discussed. When we go to goal number 17, we have to really focus on that. This is where the catalyst of the whole thing comes from. It's the private-public partnerships. You will see that that Minnesota has developed a huge network of NGOs. These NGOs are not elected people. Yep. They are working with Walls and, for example, Feeding Our Future. That was an NGO. The autism fraud, that was an NGO. The daycare fraud, that was an NGO. All of these NGOs that the non-elected people, not the elected people that are creating non-elected boards, that's how they're funneling the money through. This is exactly what Elon Musk and his Doge group was going after. Non-elected, non-government organizations, you know, like USAID, they were funneling the money all the way through. I mean, think about it. USAID funneled 72% of the funding to Somalia. 72% of their funding came through USAID. Look at the 501c3s that Walls created and what they created in these cities and counties, and you will find there's where your fraud is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is where your fraud's going to be. But we're looking at this from a national level, but it's where it comes down to in Minnesota, it's the non-government organizations. I mean, think about it. 10 organizations who are considered to be Volons for the State Department, they're the ones who brought the refugees in. All of them were non-government organizations that were contracted with the State Department to bring these refugees in with no accountability.
Yeah.
They only had to keep them in their pocket for 3 months, and then it went on the county's dole. So after 3 months, they get fed all their money, and then we, the taxpayers, pick up the all their interpreters' costs, schooling, 100%. We pay for education in Minnesota if you're under $80,000.
Yep.
We take care of your food, your Medicare, your SNAP, all of that. Where the government drops them on your lap after 30 days, after 90 days, the government walks away from it, and they get no accountability. You want to talk about treason? That's where I think treason's at. Because you got 10 voluntary agencies that are subverting people into this country, that are vetting outside the scope, and then drop shipping them in your cities like St. Cloud.
We got it. Ron, we're talking to our friend Ron Branstner right now, friends. We're going to hold him over for one more segment. That will be the last segment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm just shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you got any questions, I can take them either on social media platforms, or you can drop it on BBS in Texas. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're going to get back to our friend Ron Branstner. Ron, did you? The only thing I can do at this point is really shake my head, because I am literally
bewildered as to what, again, it goes back to the responsible party, what the American people are responsible for, what they tolerate. It sickens me to know. And, well, someone will say, well, Bradley, what about you? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and then call me and tell me what about me. Because that's all we've been doing is doing. And here we have Ron Branster, who I believe is an absolute expert in the topic, self-taught, just an American standing up and saying, you know what, we're not going to have this here. And he's been going around the country giving this message and warning people concerning what is in fact happening. And, you know, Ron, one of the things that I continuously tell the people here, this isn't happening by chance. The enemy's not without, he's within. We have a bunch of Judases that have been allowed to occupy the office to allure these illegals in to commit the act of what I see in many cases is Cloward Piven. It's a system to destabilize and to break our financial system through the welfare system, which is completely unconstitutional, but that's another conversation. Let's get back to, I want to bring up care in a moment, but I also wanted to tell you, Ron, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but did you see that now with all this fraud being exposed, did you see that with Mayor Frey that they're talking about? It was on the front page of the paper, the Star and Tribune, where they want to give him a $46,000 raise. See, this is adding insult to injury. And for them to do such things in the face of such a massive fraud tells me they have people that are actually driving them to do, in fact, the things that they're responsible for doing. There's no recoil. There's no, there's no taking a step back. There's no saying, oh my goodness, I didn't know this. There's no taking any responsibility. It's just all forward, all force forward. And it's exactly what Walz is doing by saying he's running for a third term. Same thing with, Treasonous Ellison saying he's running for a third term. And then, you know, seeing in the face of Ilhan Omar, it's amazing to me how much media time she's getting right now, even having these useful idiots in the mainstream media defending her of the crimes that they're committing against these useful idiots. You just can't make up what's going on. So aside of that, let's get over to Jelani Hussein. The head of CARE, who's appointed to the governor's office here in the state of Minnesota. Give us a download as to who CARE is, because these are a bunch of individuals. Many of them, as a matter of fact, many of the heads are in prison for terroristic acts. But aside of that, they always love to play the victim. But if people would take the time to see the things that they're saying against the people of other countries, I don't have any idea how they might be defending themselves against what they're blatantly saying and what they've been caught saying and what they're willing to say on camera over and over and over again concerning how they are going to dominate countries. What of CARE and what of Jelani Hussein here in the state of Minnesota? What do you know about him, my friend?
Well, Jelani Hussein says he double talks. He says he lived in Somalia and he was chased out of Mogadishu for the upper parts of Somalia. And then pushed over to Egypt. And then from Egypt, he went where his dad was. He wasn't living with his dad. They moved to Egypt and then moved to the United States. He then goes to the St. Cloud State University and he gets recruited by CARE. Now, CARE is a Council of Affairs of Immigration Reform. It's a civil rights group. But CARE was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial from 1991 to 2007. They were an unindicted co-conspirator. And when he gets recruited to them, if you look at his background, but I want everybody to understand this, he created a network of what they call Muslim Students Associations and CARE and multiple other organizations. Why is this important? The Muslim Student Association is in over 700 colleges, major universities in the United States. If you take the Democrats and the Republican students associations in these major universities, CARE morphs both of them. That is it. They want to say they're a religious organization. Well, you can see that they're a political organization. Muslim Students Association is so powerful in the United States and universities. St. Cloud, they're double the size of the Democrats and the Republicans. And he created these. He is an activist. He is a civil rights activist for CARE. He is also, his views on Islamophobia, he pushes that. And his background is very nefarious. He was tied to Awadi, I think it was Awadi from Kier, yeah. who cured yep. him, and he was part of the from the Holy Land Trial Foundation.
Yeah.
His whole background is nefarious.
Yeah, right. I mean, outside of the fact that it's nefarious, I mean, I get the emails from this guy, and I've been getting them, and I've been paying attention to them, and every one of them that comes across, they are speaking to people outside of that letter in many ways. That know what he's saying when you're talking the double talk. But it's also interesting that I understand exactly what he's talking about as well. I'm tracking with him. He's constantly calling for an overthrow of who we are to establish a new system of government within the United States of America. That within itself defines treason. And yet somehow or another, he's sitting at the governor's desk. It's been said that when Keith Ellison was appointed, and he was given the nod, and we all know that he was given the nod because the people of the state literally hate the man. Even the police force denounced him. But they said that when Keith Ellison took office, that Jelani Hussein was actually the one that was sitting in that position. What say you concerning what I just said there? I'm curious.
Well, what you're discussing with the treason, that's Article 3, Section 3, as you stated. We want to look at Article 4, Section 4. You cannot create a government outside the scope of government. And what Kier is doing is they're creating a government within a government. If you look at, I'll give you an example. If you look at England, they begged, the Islamic community begged for one Sharia court where they can have their own court system within Islam. They now got over 80 Sharia courts now in England. They've taken over England.
Yep.
And if you look at Minnesota, you had mentioned earlier about Minneapolis and the takeover. In the Quran, it says in 4735, that's Sirah 4, chapter 4735, it says when your numbers have become high, you must live, before your numbers are high, you must live as they live, be as they are, do as they do until your numbers become strong, and then you must overtake them. Through the head, the heart, the hand, or the tongue, or the sword. And the last one was the sword. They'll never use the sword until it's finally total subjugation. But when they got the Somali flag put into place, and they've got the call to prayer, they believe that they now have the upper house in Minneapolis. They believe that they are in the land of Darl Harb. Darl Harb means the land of war, the land of our abode of war. They believe that they are now ready to strike. Their numbers, we will not strike until there will be other sects in the country getting strong enough. But Minnesota is the catalyst behind the takeover of Islam in America.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it was interesting that you brought up England. I got about 2 minutes here, Ron. But I wanted to say, you know, in England, we also see the majority of the mayors are Muslims. And we continuously hear this parroting of how England's been overthrown. I agree as far as the responsibility of the people of England to hold them accountable concerning what is happening in those that are occupying office. But the good side of that right now, and I don't know why this is the history of people. You can oppress them for so long before they finally stand up. And for some reason or another, especially Americans, they suffer the abuse before they right themselves of the wrongs that are being assailed against them, just like George Washington said and our forefathers said in the Declaration of Independence. But we're seeing all over Europe right now, Ron. We're seeing all over Europe millions of people in those prospective countries that have been upended with these individuals that are being used as a political battering ram to upend their constitutions to overtake. We're seeing the people of those countries rise up and demand removal and deportation of these criminals that are coming from Somalia. And interestingly enough, apparently Donald Trump and this current administration aren't looking overseas because the people they're demanding deportation of, Americans are opening their arms to them to come on over here. Hey, listen, if they treated you badly over there, why don't you come over here? Let us suffer some of your abuse first. You got about 30 seconds, Ron. It's all yours. I'm going to give you the last word, my friend.
Let's do a background on history. From 1492 to 1609, the prince over there in France got fed up with the Muslims, and he deported over 3 million Muslims, 69 lined up ships and deported them, shipped them off to Morocco, called the Moors. Now they're back in France again, doing the same thing that they did.
Yep.
They did not learn their lesson, and they're gonna pay the consequences. Learn from your history, folks. France did not learn from their history. On September 11th, that's when the Gates of Vienna happened. They're still, they lost the Gates of Vienna. They would have taken over that part of the country on September 11th, but they were stopped at the Gates of Vienna. Stop them here in America.
Amen.
That's where you need to stop.
Amen. Ron, is there a URL or a website you'd like to drive people to?
I do not have a, I'm on a podcast called Catching Fire News. I do Catching Fire News, and we're just back up and running again. So, you can go right to Catching Fire News and subscribe there and get in to watch my videos. And also some of the articles, many of the articles that we wrote for Sons of Liberty Radio.
Awesome. I totally appreciate that. And we appreciate you, Ron. And we'll do this soon again, my friend. I totally appreciate
you. Yeah, watch
your
video, by the way, our documentary.
Yeah, we'll be posting that. I did it yesterday. I'm going to do it again. I'm talking to some of my national outlet friends right now to get that video out there as well. Why don't you go ahead, as a matter of fact, and set up what it is that you'll set up as far as a paragraph for that new video and send me a copy of it, Ron. And then what I'll do is I'll disperse it nationwide is what I'll do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See you.